Right now, we're talking hockey, not just any hockey, but Nashville Predator hockey. We are joined by the head coach there. He's in his sixth season with the Preds. Led them to a Western Conference Championship and a President's Trophy. A Stanley Cup winner as head coach. More than 600 career wins. Nashville returning home. Coming off a road trip, they've got Chicago tomorrow night. Peter Laviolette is my guest. Peter, good to have you back. How are you?
Jim, how are you doing today?
Good, good. Peter, great to visit with you. That road trip was something now. Four games, 10 days, over four different time zones. When you go through something like that, how eager are you to get back out in front of your own fans tomorrow night? And what does that home crowd mean to you?
Yeah, I think the clock changed too. So technically, we went through an up and down. It's just the natural cycle of the clock moving as well. So it was a tough road trip. I wish we had more game, you know, just more games on it. The schedule's been good to us, but when you get out on the road like that for 11 days or whatever it was with the travel days included, you wish you were playing maybe six games or seven games and less downtime. So the road trip wasn't great. We left, I think we're a couple points out of first place, and we come back 1-2-1 on that road trip, and we're, you know, find ourselves out of a playoff spot. So we've got some work to do here, but it is good to get back home. I think just getting back and getting a couple days of practice and back into our building, Bridgestone Arena, has been a great place for us. So I think the guys are really excited to be back home and get some home games in.
All right, so Peter, you're 18 games in, and as you mentioned, out of a playoff spot. How would you describe the identity of this year's team?
Well, offense has been pretty good. You know, we've been able to score goals and generate offense. Early in the year, we were having a real problem defensively, and most of it was coming from the offensive zone. We were just, you know, when things turned over in the offensive zone, or we pushed it for some high-risk plays, it comes back so quickly to the defensive zone that we were giving up too many odd man rushes and too many goals against. And short of the Colorado game, which we played on this road trip here and got walloped pretty good, we've been really tight. There's a lot of zero goals, one goals, two goals against, and so we've tightened that up. But again, it's, you know, you leave for the road trip. If you go out and can go 3-1 on the road trip, you might be 2 points out of first place, and you come back 1-2-1, and you find yourself out of a playoff spot. So it's been a little bit inconsistent. I'd like to see some more consistency inside of our games. At times we look like we could take on anybody, and at times we look like we need a kick in the tail.
Peter Laviolette joining us. Peter, let me ask you about Nick Bonino, because it seems to me, on the outside looking in, you got a guy who's second on the team with 8 goals that has him on pace for a career high, but the goals are nice. But when you look at everything he does for you on the ice, how valuable is he to the team, and then how happy are you to see him get rewarded with those goals?
You know, it's really good for a guy like Nick, right now, even strength points. You know, he is on the power play, but power play, I think, can skew sometimes what happens in 5-on-5 play. And he's our leading point getter and leading goal getter, I think, 5-on-5. So he's having a terrific year. And you're right, it's nice to see a guy like Nick, who plays in the trenches, get rewarded with some offense, and he certainly has the skill set to do that. But it's more of everything that he brings to our team. We count on him he's the first guy out the door on the penalty kill. If we've got a lead late in the game and there's a minute left and we're hanging on to a one goal lead, he's on the ice. So he's somebody that we count on for a lot of different situations. Like the penalty kill and the defensive role and the checking role, it's great when he's able to contribute offensively. His line mates have played really well too. Craig Smith and Rocco Grimaldi, we haven't touched that line. They've been a positive line from all numbers and what they're bringing to the ice. So that line's off to a good start. Nick's been one of our most productive players.
You know, Peter, I'm curious. Last season did not end the way you would have liked with the overtime loss to Dallas in Game 6. I bring it up because when you lose a series where three of the losses were by a single goal, it might be pretty tempting to say, hey, we're close. We don't really need to change anything. It just didn't bounce our way. But in the aftermath of that game, you were taking complete ownership of everything, and you were looking to improve. How did you go about processing that loss and looking to learn from it?
Well, we brought in another coach, Dan Lambert, just give some different thoughts on the power play. The power play had been a point last year where we just couldn't seem to get it on track, and you know we're doing a good job this year, and so that's been a good improvement for our team. You know, I think we lost a big guy in PK, but that made room for a young player like Dante Fabbro, and the league is full of so many good young players now that you've got to make room for these guys when they're ready. And after watching Dante play at the end of last season, we really felt like it was his time to come in and take on more minutes. And he's had a real strong start to his season playing with Matthias Ekholm and up the lineup a little bit. And against other teams, you know, best opponents, he's really held his own and done a nice job. And I think the addition of Matt Duchene coming in as well has helped us. And, you know, last year, when you get into a playoff series with Dallas, or it could be any series really that you talk about in the league, it just goes to show you how good the teams are, how close the competition is, and the one-goal games and the overtime losses. And, you know, you need a little bit more of something, whether it be defense or power play production or five-on-five production, or you need a bounce or whatever it might be. It's just that close, and there's that much parity in the league that the playoff series are often decided in Game 6 or Game 7 with a lot of overtime outcomes.
Peter Laviolette joining me for another moment or so. So you make these changes, right? You've got Matt Duchene who comes in, PK goes out, Dante Fabbro comes in. Seems to me even with the PK trade, there was so much more attention on Fabbro, and he's done a great job of handling that. But then you've got your own approach, right? Like Scott Hartnell, who played for you in Philadelphia.
Right.
And then again in Nashville, Peter said, quote, "It was wild because I was with him for 3 or 4 years, and you figure coaches are used to saying the same thing, so maybe they'll just recycle things on different teams. But I didn't hear one speech in Nashville that was the same that I heard in Philly. You think you hear the same thing over and over again, but it was totally fresh and always new." That's really curious to me, Peter. It's like, how did you go about staying fresh and making sure you did not repeat yourself and that the message did change?
You know, there's a chance that Hartsey wasn't listening.
Right.
There's a chance that a lot of it was repetitive, but he was just tuning me out. So, listen, he's one of the good ones. You know, he cares so much about his team and his teammates. And you talk about a guy that was a pleasure to work with. He gave his heart and soul every night to both the team and his teammates. And it was just awesome to be with Hartsey, and to bring him back here to Nashville to end it and try and win a cup with him was awesome. Obviously, it fell short, but that doesn't take away from the experience and the time that we all got to spend with him. And like I said, he's just, you know, you find so many people that say great things about him just because of the person that he is. So, you know, it was good. I think just coaching, you just got to try to keep something fresh. You got to be selling something in there and talking about something. And so, you know, it's great that Hartsey, that I get to spend time with him and got to do it again. And nice of him to say that.
Last thing, Peter, I would imagine it would not be easy to be your son in your sport, and certainly not your son in your sport with your name. But your son, Peter, is playing at Plymouth State.
Yeah.
He has scored in each of the last two games.
Yeah.
How much pride is there for you in seeing the success that he's having?
Well, it's awesome. I'll tell you what's really cool right now is that the way that colleges and even high schools work, to a point when they were at Proctor Academy up in New Hampshire, the way it works is that there's somebody there with an HD camera, and even at the Proctor Academy, the high school level, they would take a kid who wanted to get into communications, and they would put an announcer, and they would give them a color guy, and they would do their best to deliver the game. And so when you take your computer and you plug it into a 70-inch TV in your living room, it's like you're right there. And so I've been really fortunate that I've been able to watch him. He played last night. I thought he played a really good game, able to communicate with him after. And, you know, it's hard. I think that's a little bit hard, Jim, being a coach. Like, I'm in different places along the way of my career, and my kids have, you know, now moved on to college, and you want to be there for them. It's the closest thing I can do is to be able to, and it's a great thing to be able to watch that game and communicate about the game afterwards with him. You know, for him, what's it like? I wouldn't want to walk in his shoes. I'll tell you a quick story.
Sure.
Before you go. I remember in Carolina, he was 10 years old, and he would line up next to somebody, and he's a left winger, and the right winger would line up next to him at the face-off circle, and the right winger would look at him, and he'd see the name on the back of the jersey, and he'd be like, "Oh my God, is your dad the coach of the Carolina Hurricanes? I'd love to meet him." And he was like, "Yeah, okay, whatever." And then we went to Philadelphia, and he got to be 15 years old, and that's when nice little boys turn into kids, you know, starting to get into their own in high school, and somebody would line up to him and say, your dad sucks as the Flyers coach, and I'm gonna kick your tail."
Oh, that's great.
So it completely changed. But
that is great.
They're doing good. They're both, well, one's down at Florida Gulf Coast playing hockey, the other one's up at Plymouth. They're both doing great.
I love it. Great to hear. You got Chicago, Nashville tomorrow. He's got more than 600 career wins. He won a Stanley Cup as a head coach, led the Preds to the Western Conference Championship and a President's Trophy. Peter Laviolette, my guest. Peter, great to have you back. Thank you so much. Always appreciate it.
All right, Jim. Take care. Have a good one, bud.
You too, Peter. Great talking to you. Great conversation, as always. Preds hockey. You know, it used to be back in the day that we'd talk hockey